And we'll welcome you back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined now by Don Melby, the coach of the Pike Valley Panther football team. I guess we'll say former coach from now on, as it was announced that, or you announced your retirement, coach, as the head football coach there at Pike Valley. I guess the first question on most people's minds would be, you know, after 37 years as the head coach and 39 years overall, what went into the decision to go ahead and hang it up now as the head coach there?
Well, I think it was just a kind of a family decision. My teaching certificate expires next summer in August, so I kind of made the decision not to renew that. And just thought it was a good time for me to make a change and get to a different schedule. I've got some things that I want to do. I've been promising my family I would slow down and change my schedule for quite a while. And I think I'm ready to do that. I've got a grandson that will be 4 years old. Here coming up, and I got another grandchild on the way that will be here in first June into May, which is perfect timing. So, you know, I want to have some time that I can just spend with them. And I want to be able to just spend some time in my daughter's classroom in Colorado. I just have several things that I kind of want to do, and I think the time is right.
So, as we mentioned, just a long career for you there, 39 years at Pike Valley there, 37 as the head coach. I'm reading the story that they had in the paper this weekend or the beginning of the week, and it said that you didn't even really have plans of being a teacher or a coach or anything like that. And so how does it go from not planning to do that to a 39-year career as a football coach?
Well, I think the good Lord had a plan for me, and that's where I ended up. You know, I said I could have graduated 3.5 years of pace. I could have graduated in December of 77, and my advisor advised me actually a little earlier than that, my senior year. He said, well, if you take one class in the fall semester, take the teaching block in the spring, you can come out of here with an education degree, and then you could sub in the wintertime when it's cold, because I had plans to make a construction business with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of opened up at that time, 78, 79, it was still Cortland High School and Scandia High School. And the Woods teacher went on a leave of absence in October, November, somewhere like that. And I taught most of the rest of the year up until I think the last week of school when he returned. And, you know, I still wasn't going to teach. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I wasn't going to teach. Went back into construction, and they didn't find anybody to teach, and they kept pushing me all summer, and I signed my first contract in August of 1979, and that was the year that Pike Valley went together.
Mm-hmm.
Portland Scandia went together to form Pike Valley. And, you know, 39, 40 years later, here I am. And I don't know, it worked out for me. It's been a real blessing for me to be allowed to do what I do for so long, and it's just really been a blessing in my life.
And again, we're talking with Don Melby at Pike Valley High School here. Kind of just looking back over these 37 years or 39 years, whichever way you want to look at it as a coach. As a head coach, your record's 216 and 143. When you look at those wins and losses and some of the things that you've done throughout the career, what are some of the biggest memories that stand out for you?
Well, I think the memories for me are always just the kids. You know, there are certain games that stand out. The kids played really well, and we've talked about those off and on with other kids here and there. But, you know, I said a long time ago I was hoping that when I was finished with my career, they wouldn't judge me on wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
I was always hoping that I could make a difference in some kid's life. But, you know, a young coach told me once here several years ago, he just challenged me, he said, you need to really look at the difference they've made in your life. And it really opened my eyes into how much of a blessing it's been for me. You know, I talked about dads getting to share the 4 years that a kid plays in high school football with their son for 4 years, and then it's gone. And I get to do that over and over and over again. You know, just being with those kids and sharing the memories with them and watching them grow up into fine young men is probably the biggest thing for me that I'll look back on is all those kids. With that, and then the coaches too, I've been able to be active in the Kansas A-10 Football Association and now the Kansas Coaches Association. I've met so many wonderful friends that are coaches across the state, and even some out of state. And, you know, it's been a real joy to have those people and be able to call them great friends and learn from them and share things with them. So, you know, it's just been a huge blessing all the way around.
You talked about the fact that you've been able to see, you know, kids come and go, and like you said, you know, the family only sees it for 4 years, but you've been able to see it for 37 and 39. And what's changed, or what's the difference in the kids maybe that you saw at the start of your career and now the kids nowadays, and maybe how the game's changed a little bit as well?
Well, I think the game has gotten so much more technical, with social media and with Huddle, with all the resources you have available now to prepare and do things. You know, coming from when I was in high school, we used 8mm film, and even when I first started as an assistant coach, we were using 8mm film. And, you know, you watched VHSC and VHS, and I actually had some games on beta tapes and then CDs and now Huddle. But I think the game has become really much more technical, so you have to do a lot more preparation. The tools that are out there, weight rooms, things like that, have made the game more physical. You know, you've got to do some of that to compete. And then just rules changes, probably, but, you know, I think most of those are for the better. But, you know, it's still blocking and tackling, so it's still football.
When you look back here at these last two seasons, I was kind of looking at, you know, you made the sub-state round of the playoffs four times in your career, and two of those came back here these last two seasons. When you look at this team that you've had over the last 2 years, it's gone 21-3. Those three losses were all the teams that ended up winning state championships. How does this group stack up that you've had here to end your career?
Well, it's obviously one of the best groups we've had, and we've had some really good ones. You know, this has been a fun group to work with. They came in with some pretty high expectations as freshmen, and I was kind of laughing with my principal the other day because when they were freshmen, I think we lost our first four games of the year that year, and he came in as a new principal and said, all I was hearing from the sidelines is, we got to get rid of Melby. He's just no good. He's not doing anything. And they turned it around, and we played a little better. We were able to come out of our district and a runner-up finish in district that year and make it to the playoffs. And so that was a huge turnaround. And the next year then we were able to take another step forward and get better. And they just got better every year. It seemed like their win production got better every year. And it was fun to watch them grow, not only on the football field, but grow as young men. They're really, really a great group of kids. And, you know, it's been fun to watch them grow and develop. And it's really hard. You know, people always ask, who's your best team, who's your best player?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a really hard question, really subjective. But, you know, definitely this group has really raised the level. They've been a real great group to work with. And, you know, it's going to be sad to see them graduate. But that's the way it is. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've seen a lot of groups like that go through and graduate before. There'll be some good young kids come up behind them and grow and develop. There'll be another good team.
And we're talking to Don Melby at Pike Valley High School. I think one of the most unique things, and I've known you since I've been here, but one of the most unique things about you compared to a lot of the coaches is not that you just are coaching here this long at Pike Valley and there in Scandia and Cortland, but you actually grew up in Scandia, and your name's now on the football field there, a field that you've always taken care of. And what does that mean to you to have all this sustained success and this long career right there in your hometown?
Well, that's another thing that when I first came here, I had some people said, well, you could never go back to your hometown and teach and coach. It just won't work. But it's really worked for me. And as you know, Gary Loring's come back, and he's a hometown boy, and he's coached with me for 34 years and made it work here. So it can be done. But, you know, it's very, very humbling, for one thing, when they put the name on the field. I always said I wish they would have just put Melby Field on it, because my family has been so involved in that process too.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Mark puts in a whole lot of work on that field with me and my nephews. And when I first started coaching, my mom and dad mowed for me to get things up. But my girls mowed when they were around, and, you know, so that would have been that would have been better for me, but they didn't ask. I was really shocked when they did it. Somebody told me the other day, you know, usually those things happen when you die. And that, you know. So I guess I'm very blessed to be honored like that while I'm still living, while I'm still going. And, you know, I appreciate it very, very much.
What are some of your last thoughts that you'd say to the people in Scandia, all the kids and coaches that you've coached with and players that have played with you? What are some of your parting thoughts for them?
Well, it's been a great ride, and I've told the kids, I've got people here in town that keep saying, well, you can't quit yet. My kid's coming right here. My kid's coming right there. You know, no matter when I would decide to quit, there's always going to be another young man coming that, you know, it would be great to work with him, but there's a time when it has to come, and I think that time has come. And, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I told him that. I'm not moving away. I'm not going to Texas or going to be a sunset or whatever. I'm hoping that they'll let me, you know, keep working on the field and taking care of it a little bit. Hope to help the new guy, you know, acclimate here, but I do want it to be his program. I want it to be, you know, his job and his expectations and his stuff that way, not necessarily try to emulate anything that I've done. So, you know, I'm still hoping to be a part of the Eight Man Association and for another year or so, maybe the KCA, but, you know, I hope to stay involved in some ways, but I think it's just time for me to be on a different schedule.
Don Melby, retiring Pike Valley football coach. Coach, we've certainly enjoyed I speak for myself anyway, the last 14 years of talking with you and talking football. I always enjoy seeing you at the 8-Man All-Star Banquet and things like that, just to chat. And we wish you nothing but the best in retirement, all right?
Well, thank you, Dusty, and we appreciate all the work that you guys do. You know, it's always nice to get on the radio and talk with you about football and our kids, you know, the 8-Man game and all that stuff. And I appreciate the work that you guys do, and I thank you for all the help you've given me.
All right, thanks, Coach.